Okay, we are continuing with the inyan of understanding the koyach of einayim, the koyach of our eyes. We pointed out last week that the first stage of shmiras einayim, which unfortunately is skipped, is the power and potential of the eyes. We have no idea how much learning has already affected the kedusha of our eyes, but it's for sure that the more a person is keeping himself from bad things, the more his eyes are able to do what they can do. We have tremendous kaychas hara'iyah. I was in Bnei Brak on Erev Shabbos, and there's I was meeting with a certain rav, a very, very special tzaddik, very, very special, off the radar, and a dayan, and I had a question for him, and he didn't have much time because I was sort of squeezed in between appointments. And I gave him the name of the person that I had a shaila about. He looks, I kid you not, a dayan in Bnei Brak. To be a dayan in Bnei Brak on Rav Nissen Karelitz's Beis Din is not nothing to snuff at. He looks at the name of the person on the paper, and he tells me what my question is about this person and how I can resolve it. Now, of course, there's something called Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know, but there's Kedusha Seinayim, Rabosai. Imagine that eyes are capable of doing such a thing. A person's eyes are a tremendous gift of Kedusha. So I'd like to go weiter. We came to a nakuda last time that the eyes attach themselves to different realities. A raya from the Ramban. The Ramban says, How did Eshes Light turn into salt? Why'd she have to turn into salt? There are a lot of interesting things she could turn into. She could vaporize. That would be interesting. Why is she turning into salt? Okay, Rashi deals with the salt issue, maskim. However, but it's interesting. What's this thing about salt? Says the Ramban, not like Rashi, says she looked at Sodom and Sodom had Gafris v'melach falling down, so she became Sodom. You are what you see. You are what you see. The reality that you let yourself see becomes your own reality. And there's an absolutely amazing Ramban. If you came to Eretz Yisrael just to hear this Ramban, for me, it was worth the trip. It was worth the trip. Listen to this Ramban and tell your friends about this Ramban. We know in Parshas Ki Tese, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, it says, V'hoya machanecha kadosh. You should have a kedusha to your machane. There's a halacha over here that you're not allowed to learn Torah in front of tzaya, right near, in front of what things from the bathroom. A person's not allowed to learn Torah. But there's an interesting halacha, which is that if you can see it, even if you don't smell it, but you can see it, still a problem. You're not allowed to daven in front of such a thing, right? This is Yadua. We all know this. Says the Ramban, explaining what this is. You can check it up for yourselves inside. The Ramban says, that when a person is davening, they're holding by a very high madrega of loftiness. Right? You're speaking to the Rabbonu Shalom, you're attached to a very high level in front of the king. And says the Ramban that when someone sees something like this, it's moilid shiflus b'nafshay. When you see that thing and you're davening at the same time or you're learning Torah, it's a stira. On the one hand, you want to live above. You're learning Torah. You're davening to Hashem. But if you see something that's shaykh to the bathroom, you see a diaper or the like, then at that moment, you're holding by a diaper. It's totally inappropriate to daven then, because what you see at that moment is bringing you down. It's not an isser to see a diaper, Rabotai. It's not an isser. It would be terrible for us young parents, right? We wouldn't feel, a diaper. It's not usser. But it affects you at that moment, and usually it's not dangerous. But when you're davening, and you're hitting a very high madrega, at that moment, if you see something like that, you're plummeting. You're plummeting. Because what you see becomes a chelik of you. And we find that the Gemara tells us in Megillah on Daf Chav Ches, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha lived a long life. Why? He says, Lo nistakalti bidmus adam rasha. I never looked at an evil person. I never gazed at him. Nistaklus is always a deeper look. A deeper look at something. I never gazed at a rasha. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asul adam nistakal bidmus adam rasha. It's Asur brings the pasuk from Yoshafa not to look. Asur to look at a rasha. Says the Maral in the Sivat Tzedek. In the Sivas Olam Perek Gimel, he says, if you look at a rasha, you become a bad person. It's moiled in you a teva ra. Because when you see that, it attaches your metzias to that thing. And on a more upbeat note, Rabbi Osai, what about looking at a Talmud Chacham? What does that do for you? Says the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, what made me excel above my friends? All the greats of the generation, how did I get to be who I am? I became sharper than my friends. I was zocha to see Rebbe Meir from the back. Interesting, Rebbe Meir from the back. Ve'ilu chazise mekamei. And if I would only see him from the front, if I would have chapt a re'ia, I would have become sharper. You should see your Rebbeim. So I just thought, you know, it's always good to get a good seat, right? There's box seats, and there's courtside seats. So whenever you go to a shir, you don't like the guy's head in front of you. It's annoying. It's just annoying. It comes out no. That the pshat is when you see the Rebbe, you become attached to his metzias and you gain from him. From who he is, you become something shayach to him. Someone once told Rav Moshe Shapiro that he has a Talmud that he didn't know about. He says, oh, he's a Talmud of mine? He says, yeah, he's listened to a lot of tapes. Hundreds and hundreds of tapes he's listened to of your shirim. You can get Rav Moshe shirim, hundreds of recordings of his shirim. So Rav Moshe says, he referred to a chazal. He says there's a chazal that says that if a woman is in a mikvah and there's little zera inside the mikvah swimming around from a man was motzi zera in the mikvah, and the zera swims inside and goes into the woman, you can become impregnated from such a thing, but there's no relationship over there. It's called nizra bamvatya. It's somebody became impregnated from some sort of zera that was just over there. He says somebody who learns from tapes, from recordings of mine, is a nizra bamvatya. There's somebody who got what I know, but they don't have that chibur. It's not just exciting to be at a shir, you're attaching yourself. With that kalach ha-ri'iyah, you're becoming part of that metzias. And the Magen Avram paskins in Kuf Lamed Daled Gimel, the Magen Avram says from the Arizal and Shar Kavanas that during Hagbah, a person is mekabel an or gadol from the Torah. The Torah is sending out, if you can see the Torah, you get the Torah. You're makabel the nakuda from the Torah. And not only that, eyes have the ability, you know, not just in science fiction, zzz, like, you know, laser, whatever, scary zachen, you can zap people with your eyes. That's right. Eyes do not just take in, they zap. And actually, this makes a lot of sense. Because if we're saying you attach yourself to what you see, so then you sort of like took a lasso and whoosh, you got connected to that thing. And now you go, whoosh, you can attack. In fact, we find in Chazal, the Gemara, and Baba Basra, other places where Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolei Olam, were Noson Einav Ba. They placed their eyes on someone and poof, they disintegrated. They became a Galav Atzamos. They become a heap of bones. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is Medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara. What does it mean? They placed their eyes on people. Yes, they actually did that. They went zzz. They actively did that. And Lefi, what we're saying, it's possible you could do that. The whole sugya of Ayin Hara, it's not just for Sephardi ladies, Rabbo Zai. It's a real sugya, not just like these fancy hands on taxis and with an eye, ooh, spooky stuff. There's actually a real sugya called Ayin Hara, and it's a very dangerous thing. You know how it happens? When someone looks at you, and they're not happy with you, and they're not happy with how you're doing, they're not happy with your accomplishments, they go like this. And it hits them. You don't have to be a gadol hador because the eyes attach to the metzias that they're with. They connect. And the Arizal from Rav Chaim Vital brings a riot to this. There's something called the Bas Yana. It's a fascinating type of bird that the way it hatches its eggs is first the egg comes out of the mother, and then the Bas Yana stares at it until it cracks it with its re'iyah. It cracks the egg for the baby to come out by staring at it. And Rav Chaim Vital brings this as the raya that there's a koach and an ayin that it goes outwards. Fascinating thing. I'm not sure what the English term for a Bas Yana is. You'll see and see if somebody can tell me what's going on over there. But this is what we, kach kibalnu, is the way a Bas Yana has a child, is through the staring. And now let's go a little bit deeper. We have to go a little bit deeper now. There's something that's bothered me for a while, and I only had a chance, a little bit of moment of quiet this week, to contemplate this nekuda. Chazal, in many places, use a strange lashon for looking at things. I would say that, you know, the word roya is appropriate. When you see something inappropriate, sometimes it's used, the word roya, to see. Chazal, in many places, at least four that I'm aware of, in many places, when they talk about seeing something, they say, kohazon enav. Whoever sets their eyes on it, but what's the word zon mean? The word zon is the word mezonos. Like, you know, when you have a Danish, it's mezonos, bore mi name mezonos. Mazon is nutrients. Mazon is something that feeds you. Mazon is sustenance. And Chazal, whenever they talk about looking at something, they say, kohazon enav, whoever gets nutrients from this thing. Why do they speak that way? Nobody ever translates it that way, Rabosai, because they're just, they'll say whoever gazed at it, whoever, but we don't do that. Kibalti me, Rabosai, that we take Chazal very seriously. And when they use a term, we focus on it. And this bothers me very much. We're not eating when we look. Are we? Are we eating? Maybe. Maybe. It's mashma shtickle that we're eating. When we see something, we're getting something from that. And if any person is medayik in how analyzes how their eyes work, you'll see that eyes have needs. There's a certain desire to see, both in holy things, in Kedusha, and both in Tumah. There's a certain feeling of, I need to see something over here, to be zon. Ace of Harasha! It says in Parashat Vayishlach, what does Rashi say? It says that when we give this matana to Esav, we're going to go, Yaakov says, to space it out. To space it out. Okay? First one group of animals, then you think it's over. Ah, here comes another. Ah, here comes another. Wow. Why, says Rashi? Kidei lahasbia enoi shel Rasha. To satisfy the eye of a Rasha. Can I ask you a dumb question? If it's this small, right? Last time I checked, if something is this small and you stretch it out, everybody knows that it's really this small, and the guy just pulled a fast one on you. He just spread it out. But really, it's this small. What, Esav, I'm sure, was quite bright, Rabosai. He was the son of Yitzchak Avinu. There's good genes in the family. Pshat is, there's, aside from what you get, technically, the animals you have, there's an enjoyment of the eyes, which is a separate experience. It's a separate experience. When you get a present that's spaced out, the eyes that have that need go, wow, that's a present. It's a separate experience from just seeing what we cashed in when we put them all in the corral and see how many there are. There's an experience of lahasbia eno, that my eyes should be satiated. Can I ask you a question? Where does the word svia come from? Last time I checked, v'achalta v'savata, you should eat and be satiated. Eyes have satiation? What is this? What's going on over here? So the Maisa, it might be a pasuk. It might be a pasuk in none other than this week's parsha. This week's parsha. It says, v'yechazu Elokim v'yatzile Yisrael, the nobles of Klal Yisrael, saw Hashem, vayochlu vayishju, and they ate and they drank. Very unclear in Chazal what these two things have to do with each other. Seeing Hashem at Har Sinai and eating and drinking. Says the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma has a major machloikes. Amurayim on this Nakuda. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, vayechazu es Elokim, Melamed shezonu einehem beshchina. They were zon einehem. They gazed at the Shechina. Again, the word zanu einehem. But what does it mean, vayochlu vayishtu? So, the first Rabbi Yeshua says that it means that they were casual about their looking. Right? They were casual about it. That they were just like relaxed, like they're eating and drinking. Not very positive. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no! Don't say it like that, because that's not taking the pasuk literally. Vayochlu vayishtu, it says that they really ate and drank. What'd they do? He says, achila vadai, it's really eating. Kemodat amar be'or pnei melechayim, to look at the light of Hashem. Huh? Really eating? Where's the burgers, Rabbi Osai? It says they were eating. Rabbi Yochanan says they really were eating with their eyes. They were eating the experience. Amazing. There's an achila and a shtia by eyes. Eyes experience something in an amazingly real way where they're being makabel, they're getting. The shaila is now, if you know this, so then we know. If a person eats salad, right? A person has protein, has iron, he's in good shape because he's being zon, he's getting nutrients from the places with a lot of nutrients, right? But if he's eating all sorts of chemicals, it's not healthy. It's not healthy because every time we eat, our digestive system pays the price. It has to break down all this stuff. A lot of times it can't. Same thing in seeing, Rabbi Osai. Same thing in seeing. When a person sees something good, when they see a tzaddik, when they see a Talmud Chacham, then their zanei neim, they have real nutrients. They're changed. Even though we never thought of it that way. When they see the Torah and Hagbah, they're changed. They got something. You might not be able to see tangibly what you got, but you got something. You are a changed person. But if a person sees a Pnei Rasha, if a person sees something they're not supposed to see, they got nutrients, they attach themselves, they ate from something that's not healthy. That's not good for them. And perhaps this is the tifkait in the Chazal that says that a person's eyes, when a person is, the ayin is roya and the lev is chaymed. The ayin is roya, the eyes see, and then you become different by seeing that, and now you have new types of desires that you never thought before. What caused that? What caused that was those chemicals in that sight that you saw, that very unhealthy sight. It put into your system something very unhealthy, which now makes you want things that you never would have wanted before. Things that you thought you were totally not shayach to. So now let's go even deeper. We just have to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Eyes are usually used for seeing. It's true. Eyes are used for seeing. However, sometimes you have to not see in order to see. Whoa, what does that mean? Yes, in order to see, you must not see. If a person really wants to see, so then sometimes they're in trouble. There's something called false advertising, right? You know what false advertising is? A lot of you guys, unfortunately, got gypped, right? Guys are going to Be'er Sheva and who knows where, right? You see this turbo jacuzzi, huge pool, like at least Olympic size. And you get there, it's like, it's the size of like a blow-up kiddie pool, and it's freezing. Oh, we forgot to mention it doesn't have heat. Come on! You see that? Wow, look, crystal blue. You're picturing yourself a good cup of grape juice. Sitting there with your grape juice in that jacuzzi. And it's freezing. The turbo jets don't work. It's false advertising. Seeing over there is misleading. If you used your eyes many, many times, you get duped. You get duped. If a person really wants to see, sometimes they can't see at all. And the Makar is the beginning of history. The first cardinal sin, the first Avera that ever took place, begins with the following line. The famous story of the Eitz Hadas. What's the opener of the Maisa Avera? Vatera ha'isha kitoiva, it's the Maichel v'kitoiva hu leinayim. Chava saw a tree that looked gishmak and looked tasty. Looked! But was it? It was false advertising, Rabbi Osai. It looked like a lot of things, but it was the demise of all of humanity. But it looked gewaltig. It looked like there were turbo jets, and it went up to 150 degrees. It was geschmack. Says the Kli Yakar over here on this pasuk, ki taiva hu leinayim, ki b'chol chet, in every avera you have a conflict. Yesh li yetzer tov vikuachim yetzer hara. A yetzer hara and the yetzer tov get into the boxing ring. The yetzer tov says there's something ruchni that we have to worry about. And says the yetzer hara, he says, look at the muchashos la'ayin. Just look at it. Don't think. Look how geschmack it is. It looks geschmack, and for sure it is geschmack. The yetzer tov says, no, you don't understand. It's false advertising. And the yetzer hara says, come on. We know guys who rented this place before. I think they said there were turbojet jacuzzi. I think it worked out. Go on, go, just go. And this is the whole metzias of our chayim. Is the Yetzer HaToiv is telling us not to look because the looking is false advertising, and the Yetzer Hara says, give me a break, look at it, it's geschmack, so it must be geschmack. L'maisa, we find that this another time in the Torah, right after this, the Bnei Elohim, they were people who went with ladies. It says they saw that they were good ladies. What does good mean? The Targum says they were beautiful. But were they good? It says they saw they were good. And this was also the end of that period of history as well. It started with something that looks good. But is it good? Is it good? Sometimes if a person wants to see, they can't see. They have to stay away from the thing. We become very tied to experiencing seeing things. I'm embarrassed how superficial we've become. I'm embarrassed of myself. I was in Bnei Brak on Erev Shabbos. And I was by Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. Okay, fine. I was with my son, Yitzi, and I thought this was going to be the big opportunity to see Rav Aaron Leib. And I was very excited for my son. I didn't even realize that I was there by Rav Aaron Leib. It was just, I went there so my son could see Rav Aaron Leib. You never know when you're going to get an opportunity. And I was very concerned. I told, I think, Binyamin Lehrer, Shimi Schlesinger, and Svi Lewin, all the cameras were on Yitzi. As he's going to go in, we got everybody like, go, because I had to get the picture. And we're going in there, and the camera Svi's over here, Schles is over there, and Yav is over here. Everybody's getting it. Okay, I go there. Rabosa, I don't remember seeing Rav Aaron Leib. I just remember looking to see if they got the pictures afterwards. What? It was for a good reason, okay? So I'm only half guilty. But come on. You're looking for a picture? You went to the Gadol Hadar. And all you want is a documentation that you can put on your wall. That's zero experience. It's just Einayim. I want to just take the eyes of that. I don't even know if I was there. Let's just do a Photoshop on this. Let's just take, we'll drag Rav Aaron Leib down. Why even go to Bnei Brak anymore? Do you know that happens? I've been to, you know, certain chasanas. They leave a gaping hole in the middle. It's the new chap. A gaping hole. There's Bubby, there's Zadie, they're sitting there with their walkers, they came to Mesiras Nefesh on both sides, they're like 150 years old. Where are the Chassan and Kala? Don't know, they're in the Yichud room, that takes forever over there. No, don't worry, you took a picture with Bubby and Zadie, we're just going to drag them down. There they are, smiling, hey Bubby, hey Zadie. Sheker v'chazov! Do you know how distorted it is to be okay with such a picture? But I'm nervous that's our metzias. We just care if it looks like it, that's what it is. It looks like there was a family picture. You were never between your Bubby and Zadie and your Oma and your Opa. You were not between them. It never happened. And it's prominent on your wall. I love them so much. No, you didn't. You're popping sushi with your new chassan. That's what you were doing. This is a metzias that's very, very disturbing. Rav Nevensal Shlita. One of the Ga'ine Eilam, he was a Chavrusa of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. They went through Shas at least 40 times together. He's in the Old City. Very well-kept secret in Yerushalayim. He was once walking with Rav Shlomo Zalman and some Americans came by for Rav Hak, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevensal, Yibad al-Chaim Tovim. So Rav Nevenzahl said to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, he says, what's the first thing that the Americans are going to do when Mashiach comes? Take a picture. That's what he said. It's gewaldig. That's a gewaldig hagdara. The problem is he's right. Who cares about Mashiach? Let's get a selfie in here. Now we got our stick? No problem. But do you understand what's happening here? We've become chitzoini, Rabosai. We're living in a world of achizas einayim. We're living in a world where it doesn't even have to be real anymore. There's a major machlokas rishonim. A major machlokas rishonim about magic. About magic. What's the isser of magic? The Ramban holds magic is a serious endeavor. We're talking really getting kochos hatoma out, and the Chachmei HaEmes hold this way, getting real kochos hatoma and doing some very, very interesting stuff, kind of like what happened in Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't go like that. The Rambam doesn't hold that's a possibility, and I'm not getting into the whole sugya now. But what's the isser of magic according to the Rambam? If it's not taking like these scary little scary shade guys and making them do all sorts of tricks, and like blowing fire out of your nose and doing things like that, what is the isser of magic? It's a lav in the Torah, Rabosai. It's a bad thing to do. Really, really bad. You know what the Rambam's gather of magic is? Sleight of hand. That's the Rambam. A magic show. Yeah, those birthday party guys, according to the Rambam, they're over on isser. Unless they first say a disclaimer that you know, I'm not really doing this, da-da-da-da-da-da, the guy is not really being split in half, da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'm just trying to entertain you. There are certain magicians who do that, for once. Why is that usher? You know why? It's usher, l'dayti. It's creating a world that doesn't exist. It's usher to create a world of the eye that just appears to be something and it isn't. It's not what it is. It's not what it is. And the more a person uses his eyes to determine what's going on in the world, he will be stared by everything. He will be running out of his house, not responsible, not shaykh to his wife, not shaykh to his kids, because he's living in a reality that's not real. It's one that's made out of cardboard. Cardboard. Cardboard mamish. And the Tshuvas Ga'anim says that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, this is really scary, and I'm asking you to be mature about this, because I'm not telling you to do this at home. But Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were blind. Anyone wonder how they became blind? Interesting question. It says in Tshuvas Ga'anim, the Tshuvas Ga'anim says that Rav, we know from Chazal, stayed looking in his Dalet Amos. Rav stayed looking in his Dalet Amos. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were Talmidim of Rav. And they couldn't live up to what their Rebbe had done, to just look in their Dalet Amos. Whatever happened, they couldn't live up to it. So you know what they did? They blinded themselves. They blinded themselves? Whoa, why? Because we want to look in our Dalet Amos, not working. What? Hello, these were Amoraim, people who were Marbitz Torah. They need their eyes. How are they going to do Shnai Mikra? And other things. What's going on over here? Says the altar of Kelman Chachma Musar, Amud Nuntes. He says the following thing. He says they weren't just Tom trying to be cute about these Dalet Amos staying in their Dalet Amos. They were nervous for their Ruchnias, not from histaklus of women. They were nervous about the tricks of the world. That they're going to look outside their Dalet Amos. You know what the Dalet Amos of a person is? It's his life. Dalet Amos is not just technical. Every person has Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is your life. Someone who's always looking out of their Dalet Amos is someone who's not interested in his own life. He's superficial. He's constantly doing this, constantly doing that. He's sending selfies out to this one, tweeting this guy. They should see this, and they should see this, and everybody should see these things. And they knew that they wouldn't be able to maintain their Ruchnias, according to their Madrega, if they would see the world the way it is. Because they didn't want to fall for the trick of the magician. They wanted to see what the Metzius really was, the Emes. And says the altar of Kelm, that's what it means. Lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Don't follow your eyes, l'man tiskeru, in order to remember reality. Shmiras einayim is not just staying away from Arayas, Rabosai. It's protecting an internal Metzius, something that's real. And we find that the halacha in Evin Ezer Simon Chafalf, Rabbeinu Yonah says, whoever covers his eyes from erva, Hamistakel b'arayis, and he's ma'atzim enav. He squints. Kolakovich enav min arayis. He's zocha umekabel b'shnei shechina. Eventually, he'll get the shechina. Why oitzam enav miros bara? He squints his eyes not to see something bad. Right afterwards, it says melech b'yof yosech hazena. He'll see the king. You think it's a coincidence? Pshat is that if you want to really see things, you want to really see things, you have to protect your eyes. Somebody who's living in schmutz can't see Hashem. It's not some spooky thing that if you cover your eyes from inappropriate things, you'll see Hashem. Your eyes will be healthy enough to be able to have a pnimius, to be shayach to this. This is something we have to think about. Are we people who are pnimi, who are deep people? You know, there's a very deep thing from the Altar of Kelm. There's something called Kalis Rosh, which is light people. And there's something called Kovid Rosh, which is heavy people. But literally translated, Kalis Rosh means a light head, like this. Really light. And a heavy head, Kovid Rosh, is heavy head. What does that mean? Just say a serious guy or a not serious guy. Light heads, heavy heads. He says, you know what? Chazal are telling you how you know if you're somebody who has a tochen. If you're somebody who has real content in your life. If you're a guy, I don't care, I'm telling you a nice trick, no one should get self-conscious, but if you want to know, I don't care how long somebody's learning, Bein Hasdarim, I don't care. You want to know if somebody's in their learning? Watch how quickly their head moves. If the door is opening over there, and they're sitting over here, and it opens, and they're always looking, they're not anywhere. They're nice people, they're learning Torah, but they're nowhere. The head is so light, it shows they're nowhere. And the people who are sitting there and their head feels so heavy they don't notice what's going on, it means they're involved in something. They're involved in something. The entire generation today is just scrolling, Rabosai. It's just scrolling. It's scary. It's like a... That's the generation. And a person like this will never reach anything deep. There's so much to see that's emes. And we have to do a cheshbon nefesh, Rabosai. Yosef HaTzadik, we'll end with this. Yosef HaTzadik. The Gemara in Zvachim at the end says, in the schus of being shomer his enayim from Eishes Potifar, he got Shiloi, the Mishkan of Shiloi, which we said had a halacha, that if you look at Shiloi, then you can eat kachim. We mentioned that last week. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, says, what is this idea that if you look at Shiloh, that you can eat kachim? He says, Yosef spent his whole life not looking at false things. Things that were not his wife, things were not his family, not in his bracket, what he could afford, not the clothing that he can't afford, not the chasanas, not the vacations. He stayed in his life. And in that schus, in Nachlas Yosef, where Shiloh rested in the Nachla of Yosef, what you saw was real. In Shiloh, in the area around Shiloh, Yosef was Koveya Metzias, that there's no Shemir Zinai. It's so real over there that when you look up, you're Shayach to Hashem. Everywhere else, you have to look down. And we have to be Koveya Metzias by ourselves, Rabosai, of real Pnimius. Not just Taivas Nashim, everything Taivas Nashim, being real people. This is what the Rambam really means, something that I never quote here. Because it's a very high madriga, but he says someone who's learning doesn't have such deep yirhurim. Someone who's really involved. It's an issue, and he says divrei chachma also. I'm not sure what divrei chachma are. Someone who's involved in things. We're airheads. Airheads have problems all day and all night. And the metzias is that we have to be koiveya, seeing things the way they really are, and be shomer the matzav arinai. He said he never saw the video.